This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. The last of the Old Bay Bridge came down a few weeks ago. That means the end of a habitat for the double-crested cormorants that nested there. At their height in 2007, more than 1,200 nests were counted in the underbelly of the Bay Bridge. Now that their home has been deconstructed, Caltrans is trying to entice the birds to relocate to the new stainless steel bridge, aka the Corm Condos. Lisa Masitsis was there when the bridge still stood and the deconstruction was just getting underway. Let's listen back to the ecosystem of sounds that once spanned the bay.
When I asked to get on the Old Bay Bridge, or as I called it, the Ghost Bridge, I figured the answer would be no. It's a demolition site. Parts of the bridge are totally missing, like an open-mouthed grin missing half its teeth. So when Caltrans said they'd put me on a boat and float me beneath the old bridge, I was so excited. And here's something I learned firsthand about the Ghost Bridge. It's loud.
It's actually music to my ears.
That's Leah Robinson Leach. She's the spokesperson for the Bay Bridge.
I'm so accustomed to it, though, I don't even hear it. Those are natural sounds to me.
Sounds like
blowtorches, the tall tower crane, the wonderful noise of the bay beneath, and the cars that are passing on the new Bay Bridge right next to it.
Now, I wasn't allowed to get on the actual bridge. I had to stick to my boat beneath the bridge. Most of the tape I got was muffled by the sounds of a running motor and the rushing water, like this. So Robinson Leach set me up with Robert Eikenberry. He's the safety director on phase one of the bridge's demolition. He also happens to be a documentary filmmaker, a very thorough, thoughtful documentary filmmaker with his own audio recorder.
This is calling the construction elevator. These sounds are a crane and the man lift backup alarms. The sound of the crane extending its boom.
Eikenberry is stationed at the Admiral's House on Yerba Buena Island. It's a beautiful Victorian that overlooks the water, the bridges, and Oakland. When I went to pick up the recordings he made for me, we stood on the porch and gazed out at the bay. I asked if he'd managed to get any tape of the birds, and he laughed and told me, they're pretty hard to nail down. Of course, I'm talking about the cormorants. Hundreds of shiny jet-black birds with long, pale beaks and graceful, flared-out wings. They nest in the underbelly of the old bridge. Caltrans wants to move them before deconstruction gets too severe, before the birds' lives are endangered.
It's like the birds are the only ones who haven't gotten the message yet that there's a new bridge.
It's like we can tell them, we can let them know this is what you're supposed to do, but they seem quite comfortable and they love the old bridge. So
how to get the birds to love the new bridge?
Decoys. They look to the naked eye, to be cormorants, they look like the actual thing, and they are in fact decoys to assist in attracting the birds.
In other words, tons and tons of fake birds glued all over the base of the new bridge. But that's not all.
There are mirrors. There is, in fact, a sound system that gives off cormorant calls.
That's right, a giant sound system beneath the new bridge designed to lure the birds over with sounds of their own mating calls. And I have to point out how Northern California this is. Usually, decoys are used by hunters to trap animals before killing them for their meat or fur. Here in the Bay Area, on the border between Oakland and San Francisco, we're using decoys to preserve life. And for the next few years, while we're breaking that old bridge up, piece by piece, and erasing it from the physical world, well, it's really nice to know that there's some life down there. Under the Old Bay Bridge, I'm Lena Masitsis for Cross Currents.